had enough. I'm not going to sit around and wait for this thing to make its next move. No more cameras, no more half-assed traps that might just spook it. I've been patient, I've tried to be smart, but I'm done being scared. I went out and picked up some stuff. I had to be careful about what I bought. I didn't want to raise any suspicions about anything, but I've got some salt, some holy water, and I even grabbed a fucking crowbar. I don't know if it's going to help, but at least I'll be ready for it this time. I'm not going to just let it do what it wants. I've been thinking too much, reading all those stupid theories, but now I'm doing it my way. I set some salt along the edges of the doors and the windows. I've done everything. I'm sitting here waiting, but this time I'm ready. I'll show it I'm not backing down. I'll use whatever the hell I can to get this thing out of here. But the thing is, it's smarter than I thought. It's almost like it's waiting for me to make a mistake. Like it's toying with me, and I can't shake the feeling that it's laughing at me. Okay, all right. Whatever this thing is, it's been in my apartment, in my life, far too long. It's like it's gotten comfortable here, but I won't let it. I won't just let it watch me fall apart. I'll make it feel the pressure this time. I'm gonna make sure it knows I'm done playing these games. But there's something else. I don't think it's the same as before. The shadows, they feel different now. More alive, almost. I can see them move in the corner of my eye, but they're not as fleeting anymore. It's like they're waiting for me to do something wrong. I don't care. I'm ready. I'll find it, and I'll make it leave. This ends tonight. It's here. It's here. The salt didn't work. I tried the crowbar, and shit. I thought it worked, but it's still here. I hit something, but it wasn't what I expected. It's not like I could feel anything. It's like I was hitting air, but there was, I don't know, resistance behind it. I thought I heard something, but I'm losing my mind. I know it. But what else am I supposed to do? It's like it's fucking with me. The traps didn't work. The salt didn't work, obviously. So now it's just here, watching. I heard it laughing at me, I swear. I know it's taunting me. It's like it's in my head, but it's not just shadows anymore. It's in everything. The walls, the air, the fucking room itself. I tried to fight it. I really did, but nothing works. No weapon, no trick. Nothing works. It's just watching me lose it. Watching me break. I don't know what's real anymore. I don't think this is just a shadow. It's something else. I'm not sure. I'm not sure I'll get out of this. No. No, okay, all right. No, no. Get your shit together, Aaron. Come on, get it together. I don't know if this is a great idea, but I'm sure as hell not going to just sit here hoping to catch it off guard or let it catch me off guard. Nothing. I'm tired of being scared in my own damn house. I'm gonna face this thing, and if it's not afraid of me, well, then maybe it's time to make it afraid. Okay, breathe, just, all right, what do I know? What do I know about this thing? I know it's been stalking me, I know it's still here, and I know I'm not letting it drag me down anymore. I'm putting an end to this. I don't know how long I can keep this up, but it's not going to catch me by surprise again. I'm gonna wait for it, and this time, it's not gonna slip past me.
Detective Ryan Harrison, Homicide Division. Recording official case log for the disappearance of Aaron Cross, November 18th, 9:15 p.m. We found Cross's apartment in complete disarray. Furniture overturned, scratches on the walls, blood splattered on the floor. At first glance, it looked like a typical struggle, but the recordings he left behind, they tell a much different story. The cameras we found show him fighting. Not with someone, but with something. At least that's how it looks. He was throwing punches, lunging, even collapsed like he'd been hit. But there was no one else in the frame. It's just him, alone, fighting nothing. The evidence doesn't add up. The blood, the scratches, all of it matches Cross's own hands. The videos show him attacking himself. There's no body, no clear explanation. Officially, Aaron Cross is a missing person. You didn't just lose your mind, did you? It's like you knew something, felt something no one else could. How does a man fight nothing and end up like this? Get a grip, Ryan. It's just another case, just another file to close. But if it's not, if there's more out there like this, what the hell do we do? I hope to God I'm wrong about this.